This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Bidens are in deep trouble, folks. And I know there are a lot of naysayers out there, but I'm going to give you the biggest hint that you probably missed. Oh, man, I love it when I get stories like this because I get to be so insightful. Oh, yes. I get to pat myself on the back and go, Kevin, other people did not understand this the way you did. Yeah. It is funny because it is the way that I interpret. I was talking to somebody the other day, and a guy who I used to do his radio show, Brian Sussman, KSFO, out of San Francisco, and he said to me, he says, Kevin, you know what I loved about you when you were on Fox News? And I was like, no, everything? And he goes, every time you came on, I thought to myself, I would have never thought of it that way. And I thought, wow, man, that is so beautiful to hear because that's what I'm talking about. That's the type of thinking we need. And look, I'm not the only person that does this. There are a lot of people out there that are they're such great thinkers. We call them thought leaders. And I'm proud to be one of them. I really am. It's so amazing. So this subject, it's going to blow your mind. I saw this. It was just a quick little passage that Joe Biden's got a CPAP machine. And a guy goes, I don't believe you. It's just a bunch of crap. And I couldn't read all of it because it was a convoluted tweet. But I said, Biden's got a CPAP machine. I clicked on it. It says, just announced Joe Biden uses a CPAP machine for his, for whatever, to help him sleep. And I thought, I don't believe that. What they're doing is, they're telling you, they're setting you up for Joe Biden's about to fake an injury. Here's how it reads. President Joe Biden has recently begun using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea. The White House says, after indentions from straps were seen on both sides of his face Wednesday morning. Well, I don't know if you saw the picture. It wasn't just indentions on his face. The dude looked like his all those Botox, it looked like they were all melting all at once. Now, recall, people, I told you. I said, Joe Biden is aging in dog years. And there's nothing that they're going to be able to do to hide it. I told you this months ago. Maybe even well over a year ago. I said, Joe Biden is a senile old clown who they have to prop up with sticks and wires, and he says what they tell him to say. Sometimes he doesn't, and he gets himself into trouble. But it's only going to get worse for the Democrats. Did I not say this? Anybody? Anybody? Of course I said it. I said that Joe Biden, before the end of the year, will not be president of the United States, most likely. I said he will not be the candidate for the Democratic Party. And then I went on to tell you that Kamala Harris will inherit the presidency. That will be all she gets. And her job will be one job, to pardon Joe Biden and every other crooked person that we uncover at this moment. That will be her job. And then they're going to run somebody else who will lose, likely to Donald Trump. That's what I said. I says what I meant, and I meant what I says. They go on. Since 2008, Biden has disclosed his history with sleep apnea in thorough medical reports. He used a CPAP machine last night, which is common for people with that history, White House spokesperson Andrew Bates says. They're telling you. He's at a point now where he can barely breathe. He's snoring. He's keeping Dr. Biden awake, Dr. Jill awake. And now we've got to recognize that here's what's going on. And the reason that they're recognizing it is they want to set you up. So when something, when they say, oh, Joe Biden's taking a turn for the worse, let's all pray for our president, and it'll be announced when something dramatic has happened to the Democrats where Joe Biden is unquestionably connected to being the big guy or a host of other things. That's when it'll happen. You're being set up. He said, an official familiar with the matter says Biden began using the device in recent weeks to improve sleep quality. You know why Joe Biden's having trouble sleeping? Well, it's got nothing to do with his lungs, but it does have to do with Hunter Biden. We'll get more into that in just a bit because Joe has issued a declaration about his family. Anyway, Joe Biden's having trouble sleeping because Hunter Biden has made his life miserable. Joe Biden says, I wasn't sitting next to my son when he claimed that I was sitting next to him. Prove it. Prove it. Oh, okay, well, we may not be able to prove that, Joe, but we might be able to prove your bank records. We might be able to prove through maybe, and one person suggested this to me, I forget who it was, but said, I know who it was Warren. Warren said, why don't they subpoena his accountants? They have to tell the truth. So Joe Biden's having trouble sleeping because he's having nightmares. And you know what? A guy suffering from dementia, he's supposed to be in the cool of the evening, as my grandfather would say, because he can't even remember the things he's lied about. He's supposed to just be like, everything's good. Like that movie Life is Good, where they're in a concentration camp. They know they're going to be gassed to death, but this one guy refuses to look at it badly. So he goes around creating a whole new life for himself, knowing that he's going to die. Won all kinds of awards. I didn't watch it, but I got the premise of it. But Joe Biden, his brain knows enough to know you screwed up. And Democrats know it too. So they got to start building the sob story, folks. Poor Joe. Poor little Joey. Who knew? I mean, look at what he's gone through. His son died. He's had brain damage. He's had brain cancer, man. And Joe Biden, it's so sad. And what did Anna Navarro say the other day? He said, love like the father for his son. Marx could also be seen on the side of Biden's face Monday at a White House event meant to promote an expansion of high-speed internet. Biden, who at 80 is the nation's oldest president, has had a history of sleep apnea in the past. Medical records released in 2008 say he has a recurring issue with sleep apnea. The disorder where breathing repeatedly stops and starts. And they give us the numbers. About 30 million people in America suffer from this. But hey, don't you folks go worrying about old Joe. He's good to go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
One of the Democratic candidates is Senator Joseph Biden. Have you seen the problem he's been having? He went around and made a speech. And apparently, he quoted a British politician, took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as his own. And then the press got on him. And then he was charged also with taking part of Bobby Kennedy's speeches. And Biden says, not to worry. He reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
That was the great Johnny Carson mocking Joe Biden years ago for the very same things that you should be mocking Joe Biden about today if he still had a program. Welcome back, folks. The previous segment, I gave you the biggest hint of what's happening to the Bidens right now with Joe's CPAP machine. Democrats are prepping Joe Biden's exit. And he needs a CPAP because he's not sleeping well. And he's not sleeping well because of his son, Hunter. Hunter Biden, the shenanigans of Hunter, is finally catching up to the big guy. And these lines that they say are on his face is just Joe Biden's, all of his stress is causing his Botox to give up. And now his face is looking all contorted. And I told you guys before, the man is aging in dog years. He is lucky to be alive. I don't know what they're shooting him up with, but his face looked like it was dipped in formaldehyde. Quote, it consumed him so much so that Biden issued a directive, hands off my family. That's a quote from an article that they say is directly from Joe Biden. Hands off my family. Good luck with that, Joey Demento. Because Joe Biden is about to get a rude awakening to the phrase, no one is above the law. Oh, leftists have run interference. So much so that Joe Biden started to believe the hype that he was untouchable, he was above the law. But that ship has sailed. Let me tell you, the mainstream media is finally covering the Biden family. Here, we played this clip the other day, but it bears playing it again. Here's CBS reporting on it, but I'm gonna play other clips. I want you to understand there are lots of people now who are saying we got to get this out there.
Now to a CBS News exclusive with the first television interview with IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley since he spoke with lawmakers last month. A lead investigator in the Hunter Biden case tells CBS's Jim Axelrod that he felt the president's son received preferential treatment and in a stunning claim says that he was blocked from pursuing leads that could have led to the president himself.
If this was any other person, they likely would have already served their sentence.
Gary Shapley was a lead IRS supervisory agent in Operation Sportsman, the investigation into Hunter Biden. Shapley said he uncovered conduct that warranted more serious charges.
There were personal expenses that were taken as business expenses. Prostitutes, sex club memberships, hotel rooms for purported drug dealers.
How much did Hunter Biden owe in taxes?
So from 2014 to 2019, it was $2.2 million.
The back taxes were paid off, and last week, the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney in Delaware, David Weiss, reached an agreement with Hunter Biden. The president's son would admit to a firearm charge and plead guilty for his failure to pay taxes. If a judge signs off, the deal means no jail time.
Testimony we have just released details a lack of U.S. attorney independence.
And Shapley told lawmakers that U.S. attorney Weiss was blocked from bringing stronger charges. But U.S. attorney general Merrick Garland said last week that Weiss was not.
I say he was given complete authority to make all decisions on his own.
I documented exactly what happened, and it doesn't seem to match what the Attorney General or the U.S. Attorney are saying today.
Shapley provided lawmakers this contemporaneous email he wrote after an October meeting last year. Shapley says Weiss told him the opposite, that Weiss is not the deciding person on whether charges are filed.
It was just shocking to me.
Shapley, who is still working for the IRS, told us that even before President Biden took office, he was directed to avoid leads involving Hunter's father.
There were certain investigative steps that we weren't allowed to take that could have led us to President Biden.
And you wanted to take them?
We needed to take them.
And you weren't allowed to take them?
That's correct.
It is important to point out that at that point in Shapley's investigation, Donald Trump was still president, and his attorney general, William Barr, had rules in place that may have limited what Shapley could pursue. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware had no comment. As for Hunter Biden, his attorneys did not respond to us, but he said before in a statement that he is taking responsibility for mistakes he made during a period of turmoil in his life.
That was CBS last week. And I love that last part. Hunter Biden's taking, taking note of what he did and had turmoil in his life or whatever. No, he's not. He's done none of that. And I'm telling you, this is why Joe Biden is having trouble sleeping at night. This is the main problem with the Biden family is Joe Biden knows they have everything they need. And by the way, we've known this for years. I didn't even know this. Did you know they let the statute of limitations expire on Hunter Biden? That's why they slow walked this whole thing. That's why this guy could get a slap on the wrist for all the things that are on that that notebook, at least some of them. I guess he can't get it if he murdered somebody, but there are a lot of things that he's not getting, he won't get charged with. But I will give Biden some credit. I had no idea that the establishment would protect this man to this extent. None. I thought they will absolutely go after him. He couldn't have that level of protection. He's not charismatic, yada, yada, yada. They protected him better than they protected Obama. The DOJ did all that it could. But now they face the backlash. And as they alluded in that CBS report, and we have others, I'm going to play them in the next segment. As they alluded, Merrick Garland, he's probably going to get brought up on charges. And rightfully so. If the Bidens continue to interfere with these investigations, it's going to prove more and more and more exactly what we already know. These guys are willing to do whatever they can to cover it up. But here's the problem, and I said it earlier. They can't keep getting away with it. Joe Biden has been outed, and he's been targeted for destruction. He's been sanctioned. I'm talking about politically. It is now okay to get Joe Biden. And the first hint came with that CPAP machine. There were other hints, but that's a big one. And most people are going to miss it. Why would they announce this? Who cares? This isn't like he's going to have another brain surgery. This isn't like Joe Biden is, you know, getting a kidney removed or he's going under the knife. This is just him breathing at night. Why are they telling us this? I gave you the answer. It's the first phase of getting rid of the Bidens. And it's only going to get worse from here. We come back, we're going to talk about hands off my family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Millions are bracing for severe weather ahead of the 4th of July. Thunderstorms may develop across the mid-Atlantic and parts of the northern Great Plains today. This guy in Lexington, Kentucky already got it.
I didn't know what it happened. It was something strong. And we heard a big sound. And like I said, the lights went in and out two or three times before they eventually went out.
Excessive heat warnings are in effect across the south, where temperatures are reaching as high as 110 degrees. A Senate panel will hear from two officials of the PGA Tour next week on its proposed merger with the LIV Golf Tour. But LIV officials have declined to appear. LIV's bankrolled by the investment arm of Saudi Arabia. If you're thinking about a trip to China, maybe think again. The State Department says there's a risk of wrongful detention. It says not only might you be denied access to the embassy and diplomats, you might not even learn what crime you allegedly committed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am solely on the Biden 2024 train. Not Joe, by the way. No. Hunter Biden. Hunter 2024. I don't know if you guys know this, but Hunter Biden is an Eastern European oil executive. He's also a Chinese financier. He's a North African land development manager. He is a world-class painter. And he has done all of this while high on cocaine banging hookers. If that is not a presidential resume.
When comedians start making fun of you, it is time to take a lesson, to understand that things are not going to get much better. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about the crooked Bidens. And I just did a couple of segments on how Joe Biden is under the gun, and this whole thing about the CPAP is a bigger issue than what it seems. But we'll continue to expound on that idea. This report is from NBC News. Joe Biden has made it clear to his closest aides in no uncertain terms that he will not only reject any political advice that he tried to limit his son Hunter's public visibility, but that he also doesn't want to hear such suggestions. This is according to three people familiar with the discussions. Now, I don't know whether this is true or not, but I think it's interesting that NBC, who we played a clip earlier about them. Did we play that clip? What they said, I think we did. Anyway, what they said about the Bidens. And now here's another story that's saying, hey, Joe Biden is saying, I will flaunt Hunter as much as I need to. You guys can tell me what to do. And they said his message, as one of the sources described it, was, hands off my family. See, that's what the left, they want to isolate. Our children are off limits. My family's off limits. Dr. Joe, you can't talk about any of us because we're above the conversation. See, not only do they feel like they're above the law, they feel like they're above the conversation. Ironically, this is their stance even when they are breaking the law. The blunt directive helps explain why in recent months the father and son public appearances seems to have increased in tandem with intensified scrutiny of Hunter Biden's legal troubles. Now, from a strategic point of view, you would say limit Joe Biden's exposure with Hunter because, you know, things could go bad for Hunter. But remember, you have a complicit media. You have people like Ana Navarro saying, Joe Biden's doing it for his kid. He's a family man. He's a good father. You know, so that's the strategy, is tie the two together, act like Joe is just being a good doting father, and when Hunter goes down, Joe will pretend that, you know what, I stuck by my son. They go on to say this, though, in the NBC report, but the public displays of parental support, to the dismay of some Democrats, aren't just about a loving father and a stubborn president's defiance. For Biden, keeping his son, a recovering drug addict, close means keeping him safe, people close to Joe Biden say. Behind the Hunter Biden photo ops and the state dinner invitations, they say, is an existential concern that weighs on Joe Biden daily. If he loosens his grip on his son, who or what will replace it? And to what end? Boy, see, they're letting the cat out of the bag. It's consumed him, a person close to Joe Biden said. I talked about this earlier. It's consumed him. How could it not? See, when they thought they could keep the lid on this thing, that nobody would say a word, that it would just be, oh, no big deal. Then, you know, it was keep lying, man. Just keep doing the Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You know, just keep doing that. Keep lying. They will protect us. Joe Biden's been protected his entire political career. This is a guy in the real world whose political career would have ended 4 decades ago. He would have been a one-term senator at best. But because leftists love to have their weakest rule, this is where we are.
What did you think of Gary Shapley's interview last night with Bret Baier? He said he was very frustrated. His team was hindered. And he said, we're trying to investigate Hunter Biden. The DOJ prosecutors directed investigators to avoid asking questions about the big guy. We just heard in that report.
I mean, this is another example of the Department of Justice meddling to have a cover-up. This is a cover-up of public corruption at the highest levels. And if you go back to when we brought the general counsel for the National Archives in for a transcribed interview in the House Oversight Committee, they said the DOJ told them to stand down. We have FBI whistleblowers that Senator Grassley and I have worked with that said they were told to stand down on this investigation of Biden bribery. Now you have two very credible IRS whistleblowers who have said the same thing. They started finding those shell companies that we've disclosed in the House Oversight Committee, and I think they were on number 5 or number 6 out of 19, and they were told to stand down. So we have a situation here where our federal government has been involved in a cover-up. It's generated by the Department of Justice, and it continues with this Hunter Biden plea deal. I mean, this is a slap in the face of every American who works hard and pays taxes and believes in our system of justice.
When the president tries to vilify every chance he gets why he needed 87,000 more IRS agents, because the rich have had it too good for too long, here's Gary Shapley talking about the real amount that he knows that Hunter Biden should have been paying taxes on. Listen.
Based on all of the financial records that we did find, you know, they've been analyzed. That was around $8.3 million he received. Came from China, from CEFC, came from Ukraine, and from Romania. In the 2014 and 2015 tax years when the Burisma money was coming in, I mean, to this day, there's still around $400,000 of unreported income from Burisma in 2014. Hunter Biden was told by his partner, Eric Schwerin, that he needed to amend his returns, and he never did. So D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office declining those charges, David Weiss requesting special counsel authority and being denied, and then the statute of limitations then expires in November or December of 2022.
You're one of the few people who that's not news to, because you knew about this. You think $8.3 million is low.
Is low.
What is it?
Well, it's going to be more than that. If you look at all the money that the Bidens took in, I mean, that's going to exceed $20 million. The way they set these up in these shell companies, these LLCs, they were deducting basic living expenses as business write-offs when there was no business. There was no legitimate business. For example, Owasco was supposedly Hunter Biden's law firm. firm account, but he didn't practice law. But that was an LLC for his law firm. That's where he wired money. There's suspicious activity reports where he wired the escort services. He paid his sex club dues in California, and he was paying for the pornography site, which is what triggered the IRS investigation to begin with. It was an audit, not of Hunter Biden, but of a pornography site. So this was his law firm, supposedly, wiring all this money. He was writing that off as basic business expenses. You can't write those things off as business expenses. So they got all this money in, and they did not pay a penny of taxes on it.
Right, and that's what Mr. Shapley was talking about, tax evasion, especially.
Right.
Wow. You need to hear more? What else could you need to hear on this? Goodness gracious. Cover up at the highest level. DOJ told the National Archives or whomever, stand down. Told various whistleblowers to stand down. Told the IRS whistleblowers, I mean previous to the IRS, other whistleblowers in the DOJ to stand down. IRS whistleblowers stand down when they discovered 5 of 19 accounts that were identified as shell corporations. Cover up generated by, orchestrated by, operated by the DOJ. Then we get to Hunter Biden's plea deal. How do you plea a guy out who gets $8.3 million from China, Ukraine, and Romania in those tax years, doesn't pay taxes to the tune of $2.2 million when somebody bails him out, supposedly, according to the IRS whistleblower, in his own words, has another $400,000 of unreported income from 2014, where his business partner, Eric Swearin, says, you need to amend your returns because you got to pay money on this. Because he didn't do it. He didn't want to do it. He was hiding the money because the guy was involved with all kinds of nefarious stuff. Then Comer says, no, that's not the end of it, guys. There's at least $20 million that we can clearly see. There's at least $20 million. Forget that you're hearing about $8.3 million. So what else does that give you in way of tax evasion? Shell companies, SARS reports, suspicious activity reports, business expenses with no actual business. And then when we get to the expenses, what are they? Escort services, sex dues for some sex site, pornography sites, etc. And these are the people that brought class to the White House. This is the guy who is Mr. Transparent, Mr. Joe Biden and his son. You know they're crooked.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Regarding Hunter Biden, you just mentioned nine members of the Biden family. You've got bank records. It looks like they've taken in excess of $20 million from foreign sources. I heard you yesterday refer to them as a crime family, and this was organized crime. So make it easy for us. What was the crime?
Well, the crime is trading policy for money.
Which policy?
Well, we're going to get into that. I mean, look, Joe Biden has, on day one, he changed our energy policy in America that put China first and America last. He went in on day one and ended the China Initiative, which was an investigation at all our public universities of a very organized Chinese spy ring where China was sending students to universities to steal our research and development.
So you're saying because members of the Hunter Biden family and the extended Joe Biden family got money... Mm-hmm. through various foreign entities, including things like things from China, that the president is compromised.
Absolutely.
How's he compromised?
He's compromised because he's taken so much money from China. When you go in and you end the China initiative, which every university president, even the most liberal university president, said is a problem. These Chinese students are coming over here. You go in a research lab in any university, whether it's in Kentucky or in an Ivy League school, and there are Chinese students in there. They ended that because they said that was racial profiling. That was discrimination. But the university presidents, even the most liberal ones, wanted that. They ended that. That's an example of a policy decision.
What else have you found? Because the panel has identified six policy decisions that indicate he may have been compromised.
We also think that he fired the prosecutor in Burisma. He bragged about it. He's talked about it. That was beneficial to Burisma. That's what the bribe in the FBI Form 1023 was all about. They wanted to get Joe Biden to terminate that prosecutor because they were wanting to come to the United States and start an initial public offering, and they couldn't do it if they were under investigation in Ukraine.
Blatant hypocrisy. Wow. I mean, nine members of the Biden family getting paid. Now they say they can account for $20 million from foreign sources. And what were they doing? Trading policy for money. That's it. Now, I'll go back. I'll say it again. I give Joe Biden credit for saying, you know what? Take care of the family. Take care of the family. Everybody's going to get a little taste. Everybody gets to wet their beak. Because he had them all working for him. You go do this, you go do that, you let me know what needs to happen, I'll make it work for you. By the way, this isn't just foreign stuff. Guarantee you, if you look at domestic stuff involving the Biden family, it's just as bad. It's just as bad. It's influence. All these people leveraging Joe Biden because this moron happened to get lucky and somebody take him out of the ash heap of history, that being Barack Obama. Why? Because Barack Obama was so insecure of having a competent VP, he hires an incompetent one. And I want you to understand the level of incompetence we're talking about. A brain-dead fool who put a crackhead son in charge of the family enterprise, and that's who Barack Obama says should be his number two. All this is a reflection on Barack Obama. People, he's controlled by Barack Obama. What? Okay, fine. Call it whatever you want, but if this is who you pick to be your number two, you are absolutely insane. Now look, Trump isn't much better with Pence, but at least Pence doesn't have this kind of baggage. He's a weak-kneed sissy, no doubt about it, and I wouldn't have picked him. But would you have picked Joe Biden? Let me ask you this. Given 50 lifetimes, if you were the president of the United States, would you have ever picked Joe Biden? There you have it. For months, as Hunter Biden's legal woes persisted, this is from NBC, rather, he prepared to mount a public defense against the Republican tax. After several years largely staying silent, Biden's closest political and legal advisors have had to balance their instincts to protect their boss with his parental desire to protect his son, according to people familiar with the dynamic. So, The talking points are, Joe's a good father. He's just being a good father. He's just standing by his son. Remember when he got asked about his Hunter Biden and he made the comment, my son's overcome a lot of things. He's overcome tough things in his life, and I couldn't be more proud of him, etc. Now, again, I'm not going to fault a father for protecting his kid. That's not going to happen. Let me tell you, my sons are very, very bright kids that still have a lot of issues related to, you know, my first wife, my three sons. So, but I'll protect them. I think they're idiotic at times. I think they do stupid stuff, but so do your kids. You know, that's just the way parenthood works. And no matter how you raise them, no matter how good you are, no matter how good of a Christian you are, how good of a citizen you are, etc., your kids can turn on you. They can say, I don't want to be involved with you. It has no reflection on you. Your job is to get them to adulthood, teach them the ways of the world, and hope that it pays off in every way. And if you're lucky, then you get kids that want to, you know, don't abandon you in the nursing home and actually want you to live with them or visit with them, or they pay for your house and your care, whatever. If you're fortunate enough to be in that mix, congratulations.
Because the majority of people are not. It's just true. And certainly in the black community, I will say this, black community, we take care of our crackheads, our ne'er-do-wells. We do it. Right now, one of my cousins, he takes care of my uncle. And my uncle has really not done a great job by him. But his son took him in when everybody else rejected him. And this has happened with three. My uncle has lived with three of his kids. And they take him in. And he's not been a good father in any stretch of the imagination. We will take in our derelicts in the black community. I'll give us that. White folks don't take in their derelicts. They do an intervention. If you don't take this and go get yourself right, we write you off. We cut the cord. So, but anyway, getting back to this. They have a very interesting balancing act right now with the left. Because they know Joe Biden is a scoundrel. And they know that he's guilty. And they have to figure out, how do we conjoin these two? Because they're conjoined. They are twins. The Biden twins. Hunter and his daddy. How do we separate them without separating them? And Joe is going to pretend that, you know, let me put it this way. It's a losing proposition, but the best way to lose it is to try to make Joe the doting father. The doting father. So they say, this has resulted in tensions between legal teams for the president and Hunter Biden and very delicate attempts by Biden's advisors to explain to him how his son's elevated public profile may not be in his best interest when it comes to political goals, specifically winning re-election, which could be a rematch of the 2020 race against Trump. Well, I've already given you the update here, people. There will be no rematch against Donald Trump for Joe Biden. That's not going to happen. Who's going to face Trump? Don't know. And here's the dilemma for the Republicans and the political establishment. Trump is going to win the Republican nomination. He is. And the more they pile on him, the worse it's going to get. So when they do bring up the next Democrat, what's going to be his baggage? Joe Biden, the DOJ, the complicit media, and all the other factors that went into protecting a crook. So they can't let him win, but they really can't let Trump win, because Trump will use scorched earth. He is going to burn the place down. And let me tell you, there's hardly anybody listening to this program that isn't going to say, do it. I hope you burn it down. Please do it. So this is where we are. People protecting Biden's. By the way, there's a story. We're not going to get to it today because I don't have enough time. Two U.S. district attorneys who refused to bring charges against Hunter Biden were donors to the Biden family. So we'll get to that another time and explain it more. But here's where we are. We've got Democrats who have been crooked through the food chain. How are they going to cheat themselves in? How are they going to rationalize, oh, no, America doesn't care. They didn't care about Joe Biden getting $20 million, not paying his taxes, but telling you to pay yours. Let me tell you, you think black folks are going to be happy that Hunter Biden can cheat on his taxes, Wesley Snipes, that he can have gun charges that black folks go to prison for every single day? Are you kidding? You think that that's not going to resonate? Everybody's taking note. Mainstream media is now reporting it. It's only going to get worse. What did I tell you guys? It's only going to get worse, and Biden's health is only going to get worse.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.